You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. So welcome to step two, and today we'd like you to think about your driving goals.
So we know that people set goals, but what they do is they set these massive goals that are probably not achievable straight away, or they're too far in the distance to be actually achievable. So what we'd like you to do today is to look to the future, but then start bringing it back and end up with a small goal that you can start straight away.
Yeah, so we know from speaking to our guests that very often the idea of doing a road trip or driving to the seaside or driving into London are the type of goals that people mention, but those are quite big goals. So if that is your ultimate driving goal, then great, get that written down. But make it your grand goal, your big goal, your long-term goal. Then scale it down a little bit. So have a think about what is it that you would like to be doing as your medium-term goal. What will you be doing in 3 or 4 months' time that shows that you've made progress with your driving? And then scale it down even more. So have a think about what would be your smaller goal to achieve over the next couple of weeks.
We've come up with some more questions for you, and again, write these down, keep a note of them so you can easily see them or read them and keep you motivated. Like yesterday's podcast was all about keeping you motivated, this is very similar, so keep you on track for your goals. So question number one is, what is your big driving goal? Question number two, what is your medium-sized driving goal? Question number three, what is the first step you will make in getting to your bigger driving goal? And question number four, when will you take that first step?
Yeah, and this really is key, isn't it, Kev? Is this breaking things down into baby steps almost, breaking things down into what's achievable, what's realistic.
Yes, and if it's realistic and if it's actually attainable, you're more likely to be successful. And that's what we want. We want little baby steps that are going to make the bigger goal seem easier for you to achieve. And this is where we mentioned last time, but we also want you to write these down. And you'll be able to see the progress that you make if you keep making these little first steps, second steps, third steps. And you'll be able to see the progress that you're making with you selecting little baby step goals.
Yeah. So if you haven't driven for a while, but you have a license, then your first goal might be just driving around the block. Or, as Rosie said on the podcast that she was a guest on, reversing off the drive and driving back onto the drive again. It doesn't matter how small that goal is. Just work out what is that first small goal. Remember, if you're interested in having some help, you can have a look on the website for all the other ways that you can work with us. And so we'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.